That's okay. Welcome, guys. We are on a pedal boat right now because I begged Liz to do it. We're both wearing the showiest skirts ever.
Long skirts. Oops. But
you know what?
As long as you're not
no one can see us. I tied
above
mine.
Above us and in front of us.
You know what? If we had dates, if we had people across from us, they would see everything.
Yeah, that'd be bad. But
no one's here.
Just us.
There's so many little swans. I'm so excited. So we're at Hyde Park right now.
Hyde Park. Not the expensive steak restaurant, but the actual Hyde Park.
The real Hyde Park. The real park.
And we're just peddling
these
around.
People.
Yeah. Hyde Park, there's an accident.
Sorry. Coming in fast.
It's like a perfect, nice day.
It's such a nice day
probably that we're gonna be here to come mm-hmm. hang out in the park.
It's sunny, but the UV's not super high, so I'm not frying.
Good. I'm sweating though. I need to comb my hair up for a sec, I think.
We went and got some food and hung out.
Okay.
We were sitting at the picnic tables for a while, just hanging out.
Yeah. Got some drinks, got some little sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
And crisps, not chips.
Crisps. I had salt and vinegar and they were literally just vinegar, I'm pretty sure.
Vinegar shot in the morning.
You know what? It's good for you.
Yeah. This is
like the cutest park I've ever been to in my
and
life.
There's ducks everywhere, geese and swans.
Mm-hmm.
It's so cool.
I'm obsessed.
See, that's how it should be.
Exactly.
The girl just laying down
tanning,
and then
the boy
rolling her around.
Exactly.
We got this boat for 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. $10.
$10 each. Not too bad.
We're just gonna hang out and then I'm getting ice cream.
Yeah, fuck that. Yeah.
We're getting ice cream.
Ice cream, and then we got a little bit and then we'll go to dinner.
Yes, and then we get to go to the ballet.
Oh my god, yeah, tonight
it's such
we're going
a good day.
To the ballet at the Royal Opera House.
No big deal.
No biggie.
It's just so peaceful here.
It's so peaceful.
I'm getting a butt workout in this.
I know. Squeeze
lift
it,
up.
Squeeze it.
Ooh, squeeze tight,
it. Tight core.
We need Eden here to direct
I
us.
Know.
Push. There's so many little horsies. All the rangers on the horsies is so cute. Can we go on them?
No.
That looks like a pony.
Yeah, they're like mini horses.
I don't get the difference between miniature
Athens
horses.
Cops have to act all big with the big horses and shit. But and all us drunk kids just go and pet them.
I love them. They're so pretty.
What do you expect? Ooh, what's this? Let's do a loop.
We'll go by the bridge.
Yeah, okay,
we just wanted to update you guys. I don't really have anything to say.
We're just enjoying ourselves.
Yeah, it's just a good day.
Hey, lifeguard, push us. I'm tired.
Yo, there's a rope?
They got the motorized.
Wait, we can tube. We can go tubing on this. Yes, suck it in.
Wait, yeah, that's the only times that I've been on these are at my friends' houses, family friends' houses, and they have their own little pond or lake, and we go on it and just jump off.
Right.
But
there's been a lot of birds and we thought we got shit on by a bird earlier, but I'm pretty sure it was just like wet.
Thank God. Because they were like, it was like both of them and they were like shaking off. So
yeah, it was really scary though, because I'm wearing a black shirt, so like
yeah, if you got it.
And it's yours. So I'd have been like, ugh, yeah. My bad. Okay, we'll talk to you guys after the ballet, I think.
Yeah, we'll let you know how it was. Gonna go see my great uncle and his wife. I'm excited. Yeah, we'll tell you how it was. Mm-hmm. We gotta be proper ladies.
Yeah, I've never been to the ballet. I've only been to, like, the Nutcracker.
Yeah, yeah, same.
Like, yay, I'm so excited. Yeah. We just got ice cream.
Benugo.
We just got ice cream, it's gas.
We finished our paddle boat ride.
Now we're just sitting on a bench. Pedal boat, yeah.
Pedal. Like paddle board.
Yeah, if it was a paddle board, I would not go on that.
Yeah, I'm like, no, hell no.
We're not trying to get wet. Got shit to do tonight.
That was fun, though.
Yeah, it was cute. 30 minutes flew by.
Yeah.
Now we have salted caramel ice cream, and it's so yummy.
This is gas. This is really good. So are you a cone person or a cup person?
I don't know. It kind of depends on my mood.
Uh-huh. No, I feel.
I used to be a cup person, but I also used to work at an ice cream store.
Uh-huh.
So I would just, like, not waste a cone.
Right.
And just eat all the ice cream. Dude, that's I would go so home sick. And my stomach would hurt so bad. And over the summer, I'm like, why does my stomach hurt so bad in the summer? Like, what am I doing?
I mean,
pounds of ice cream.
Cups of ice cream every day.
Not to test out. We got new flavors all the time. I had to make sure they were good.
Okay, duh, then, yeah.
And I would be the one to, like, put them in the freezer. So, first scoop.
How can you not? You
sorry,
have to
Brooke.
Start it
Brooke
off
would kill
people.
Me if she knew that.
So when people look at the ice cream flavors and they see
they already know that, like, people are eating it, it's
yes,
good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because when it's full, usually when it's full, it means, like,
new.
It's new, but also, like, we're renewing it all the time. Yeah. But sometimes ice cream was so stiff. Oh, my God.
You got
my
workout.
My right arm was so much stronger than my left arm. I was like, oh my God, it was so hard.
Scooping that shit.
Mm-hmm.
If I was a bird, I would live here.
Yeah, me too.
I would hang out with you every day.
Or maybe like Antarctica. I'd be like a penguin.
Okay, yeah, true.
Not worry about, like, not be bothered by anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess they get fed extra well here.
I know, there's so many signs that are like, do not feed the birds. And everyone at the restaurant is like throwing their
like full ass like pieces of bread. Not even ripping it up.
I know.
At least let them share.
But the birds like help themselves anyway. They literally were like up on the table getting crumbs. So what are you gonna do? Then we got big ass motherfuckers like this.
They're chunky.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, real dog.
She's gonna come after you.
Yeah. Kaliki. Kaliki, you can.
I want swans in my house like Lisa, but I want like a white and a black one.
Yes.
Black swans are so pretty with their red beak.
I love it. I've thought about, like, being, like, white and black swan for like Halloween, but like I feel like that's so played out at this point.
I was just gonna say that.
Like, it's cute, but like
it's such a good idea, and like right, it could be executed so perfectly. Right. But I feel like it's and just like
I feel
basic,
like we could do that really well, but yeah. Like
maybe we should.
I know.
I'll be black and you be white.
Okay.
Mix it up.
Yeah, right.
Dude, look at the ass up. Mix it up. Ooh, sorry. Children.
I know, that's why I didn't want to pee outside. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm actually going to get charged.
Guys, I accidentally got sparkling water. I need to, like, read labels better.
I mean, a clear plastic water bottle.
It says, life, hydrate your world. It literally doesn't even say, sparkling spring water. But this was on the back.
Yeah.
How was I supposed to know? It is bubbly, but, like, I wasn't really thinking.
Yeah. I got still... British spring water.
It's not that bad, but it has a little tang. Mm.
Yeah, I'm not like a sparkling water girl. I don't know why. I never have been, but like really my family either. Like loves it. They always really? Have like LaCroix and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm not a LaCroix person.
I know. I've tried, and like Lily really, loves it too.
I know.
I've tried.
They would always bring it to the beach, and I really like, wanted to be like cool like that.
Yeah.
No, I could never do it. Or like poppies. I've never had it, but I feel like it's like the same thing.
Yeah. I know. Cool jacket.
Yeah, that is sick.
Oh, whoa. That's what they that's why they were all wet when they were
It's like spicy.
Yeah, I don't like that. I'm a big
flat
plain
water,
flat ice water girl.
Yeah.
Like I don't even really like have ever like drank like soda and stuff like that unless it has like rum in it.
Yeah.
Or like vodka, but
same. I'll drink like a ginger ale or something if my
stomach hurts. that's good. What?
Like that's a
I don't know. I don't like care to have like flavored stuff when I drink. And I don't know how some people don't like the taste of water. I'm like,
I know, I don't get that.
There is no taste. It's just
water. It's just water. And then when it's like cold, that's like the best thing in the entire world. Some ice cold water.
I know.
Kidding me?
Yeah, that's amazing.
I used to be so hydrated in high school. My doctor told me I had to eat more sodium because I, like...
That's so crazy.
I was
That's wild for a doctor to tell you.
He's like, I love that you're drinking so much water, but you gotta even it out.
Dude, yeah. And, like, the emotional support, like, hydro flasks and shit, like...
My mom threw mine out.
Because that is so insane.
She didn't tell me either. I got so mad. Oh, my God. I was so pissed. She threw out my emotional support water bottle. I was so mad. Wait, let me throw this out. We need giant trash cans like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're finding out everything better here, and then we're gonna bring it back.
Yes. Don't worry, guys. We'll get all better this at shit home, for you guys. And for us, please.
Yeah. Or we'll just move here.
Yeah, fuck it.
Okay. We'll see you guys later.
All right.
So now we'll actually see you after the ballet.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, fine. Yeah.
Okay, guys. We're on our way back from the ballet. We just got off the tube.
Wait, let me tell you this before I forget it.
Okay.
Let me just... Okay. Imagine you're getting kidnapped or something.
Okay. I don't want to right now.
No, but okay. Here's how you get out of it. You start coughing. You're like, I have COVID. Don't come near me. And then they'll be like, ew.
That's a good one.
And like...
Yeah, then they'll see,
and like
cough
spit
on
their
face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was... Like, that's why I like to have nails, too, because when I just stab them in the neck, stab them in the eyes. Hope they bleed, yeah.
Anywho, we were just having, like, a gorgeous ballet, but...
it was amazing, actually.
We went to see The Winter's Tale at the Royal Opera House.
And it was so great. The beginning, I was struggling. Wait, what's going on the street? I was struggling because I couldn't keep my eyes open. I started getting so tired. I was, like, twitching because my head kept, like... My head was falling asleep, but I was like, stay up, stay up, stay up. Like, you gotta stay awake.
Like, you wanna watch this?
I know, I was so excited too, so I was like so mad at myself. I was like, get the fuck up, what are you doing? But then we had the first intermission. I woke up a little bit more.
Yeah, we like did a little lap around.
Yeah.
Sat back down and
Then the next acts were good.
We got a glass of wine.
Yeah, we had a glass of wine, we were up.
At the last.
I almost started crying at the end.
Okay, I know. I was like, same.
Okay. Oh my god, it was
so
amazing.
Did the mom come back to life, or was that like heaven? It was just like his dreams.
I think she comes back. I don't know if she comes back to life, but like, she gives him that message.
Okay.
Of like, you were wrong. Why the fuck did you kill me?
Why did you kill me? Also, you have a 16-year-old daughter.
And. Okay, I don't, the only part that I don't understand is where did the son go? So obviously there's the statue of him, but like how did he die too? Did they both just,
well, like, he was the first one that died. She just died from like, because he died. No, she was like, oh no.
Both of my kids are gone.
Bye.
Like, I'm killing myself. Okay, maybe that was it. I don't know. Someone explain that to us.
Yeah, we'll have to read this and see.
We have the...
Except all the names.
We have the program. Yeah, we gotta look up what the names mean. We have the program, and it's like a novel.
Yeah.
We're almost there. We're also the world's fastest walkers ever. Put
like,
me in a race.
Actually in the world.
Yeah. Oh, we had an awesome dinner, too.
Mm-hmm.
I had... French onion soup and salmon.
I have this like this salad with a bunch of shit on it and steak frites.
Yeah. Both of ours were really good. Yes, we were both like eating off of each other's plates.
But we had to go fast because we had to make it to the ballet.
Yeah.
But
we were probably like, oh, Liz also got smacked in the face.
Yeah, by a little girl.
She was like dancing or something.
Yes, and I just walked past at the wrong moment.
Yeah.
And actually got backhanded to the face. It was insane.
And at that moment, that's when I needed to get backhanded to the face. Like, I needed to wake the hell up.
I was like, I'll do it.
Then I started doing it. Okay, now we're gonna go home. We're on our way, and we're gonna watch the Vanderpump
Reunion.
Chill
out, watch the reunion.
Ask them to order some wine or something.
Yeah.
Liz was saying that all she wants is a bottle of wine and some ramen,
like,
and that is so felt
college,
right now.
Like,
oh, oh my god, wait, is that Radio Devil sticker right there?
See, and if we were like, normal people.
We are normal people.
That's
me walking.
I would see that.
It was like drying it.
I would see that sticker and be like, oh, that's beautiful colors.
I know, it's so bright. Okay, we're here. Bye, guys. Say bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey guys, good morning. Oh, I keep stepping on my pants.
Roll them up.
We're on our way to
some indoor activities today.
Yeah, it
rained a lot. Galleries and stuff. Museums.
Yeah. Oh, that's better.
Okay,
thank you.
Pants
are so long. Okay, yeah. We don't do a full turn. It's like,
yeah,
that's where I fucked up. That dude had his whole head out the window. Did you see him?
No.
Fucking dog.
I'm asking me if their neck's gonna break.
Yeah, it's a little cold.
Yeah, it's chilly, but we have like sweaters.
Yeah.
Apparently, this one shirt that I was supposed to wear has these huge ass pit stains in them.
I swear that was not me.
It wasn't me either.
I've worn it since like last year, but whoa.
Like insane. Whoa. I have no idea how that happened.
I don't even know how a person sweats that much into those areas.
Into the arm. Like it was so giant. I've never seen pit stains so large in my life. Oh my god.
I can't believe it.
I don't
that.
Even know the last time I wore that shirt either.
Yeah,
damn.
But the bad part is that it's clean.
Yeah, I have washed it. Like,
fuck.
So whoever wore it, I'm coming for you. Okay, we'll see you guys after. Okay, maybe wait. During.
Like, yeah.
Oh, I wish we could
smoke.
We
gotta
smoke,
go on the tube.
Let's hope. See you guys later.
Wasn't there a place?
Flashback. Yeah. I hate that feeling. Like, it's literally like the worst feeling.
Just think about, like, a year after when you met us.
Yeah. Literally had the best time of my life.
It's what's going on right now.
And
cheers to that.
And then we went to Lollapalooza.
Oh.
That was, like, the start. That was, like, the start of my, like, new life. I was like, okay, yes. Wait, I'm going to be fine.
Yeah. Just stick with Lily.
Literally, I always will.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
you guys like
have
known each other so long.
I know, and even if like we do drift and stuff, like I know,
no,
I don't know,
exactly.
Like it's her. Like we're just like best friends. I can't like.
Yeah, I know. I wish my like old friends like loved me the way that I love them.
Right, I know. It's, I was literally talking to my mom about that today, or the other day, before we left. I was like, it's just, we prioritize our friends differently than other people do.
Yeah.
And, like, you just have to, like, be aware of that, of, like, who prioritizes friends like that, yeah. Because I just think it's important. Yeah.
I definitely like care way too much about people, and then when it's not reciprocated, I'm like,
what
am I doing?
Yeah. Like, am I just like obsessed with you? Do you hate me?
Bro, yeah. I know that's gonna be my downfall one day, but hopefully not with you guys.
No, not with me. Not with me. Don't worry about that.
Because the teaching is like quality of A-level.
Our trip made it out the chat.
It did.
It made it out.
Like incredibly.
We're still with each other right now.
We made it 3 days.
Yes.
No fights.
No, seriously, like.
And even if we do fight, we don't really like fight.
No, it's not like actually.
And I was talking. I think I was talking about.
I'm just
about
annoyed
this.
With like the world, and then I'm like, don't talk to me for 5 minutes, and then.
And then I like know your mood, and I'm like, okay, it's not me, but like she's gonna snap at me if I say anything. But like I'm the same, so it kind of works out.
Yeah, right. And good, we know each other.
Yeah, we got it.
We know too well.
When we like first started being friends too, my mom was like, she was like worried about Lily. She was like, so like, how does Lily handle you guys? Because you guys are like the exact same.
I heard that a lot.
Like you guys are very similar.
Yeah.
And I think that's why Lily can handle us is because we literally do just act the same.
I love that, bro. I hope everyone finds like their people like we have. Like in terms of my like just like
they're out there
so much better. Seriously, it took us a few years. To
18 years.
You know, you gotta go through the hard stuff before you find those people.
Oh, I love that.
Yay, cheers.
Cheers.
We keep cheersing.
Cheers. You know what? Cheers to that.
Let's drink to that.
I'll drink to that.
I've got a vision of tonight. those professors' faces.
I thought of a food or food ingredient that I like even less than tomatoes.
Okay.
And actually, I've known this for a long time. Herbs.
Okay, what kind of herbs? Just like all? Like basil, cilantro.
Yeah, I do not like cilantro. I hate thyme.
Okay.
Just, do you like rosemary? It tastes spicy and it like stabs you in the throat.
Okay.
Rosemary is good like a bagel or something. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Like rosemary fries. Okay. I love rosemary fries.
As long as it's not like too sticky. Like I can't eat the full sticks of it. Or else I'll just stab me in the mouth and then I'll get annoyed.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't like... It's like too strong. Like... Not the right taste. I don't know.
I don't mind them, but I don't like leafy things.
Yeah.
Unless it's like lettuce. So like if there's like basil,
like garnishes, like, yeah. Like why?
It's
just
up,
like for like, to look pretty and like
for, like,
add
design.
Green to it, but like
I don't know. We might be like immature for
yeah,
that.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we're just not chefs.
Yeah. But we are food critics.
Yeah.
So.
Oh my god, we're
guys, introducing
the critics, introducing our Substack.
Yeah, go on our Substack. We got food and drink critics, critiques.
Mm-hmm.
We have two up there right now. Go check them out.
That's so funny.
No, this is
it's just like fun because
we already do it to ourselves.
Yeah, we already do it anyway.
We talk about it and we're like, we should do that. We should write it down.
Now we are. Now we are.
Why not? We have every platform under the sun to do it on.
We'll just repost it on everything. Someone will see it. And I mean, once you guys travel to London, you guys will be able to see where we went and go there too.
Yep. And get the exact same thing as us. Minus the herbs.
Minus the herbs.
And it was good, and I almost ate the entire thing.
Yeah, you did.
Mm-hmm.
I almost ate my entire thing too. It was like filling, the whole thing was filling.
Yeah, that's not. Might be on video or something. Yeah, it'll be filmed. I don't think it's live.
I know, I think we've talked about that already, but like, portions are a little smaller than America, but like more filling.
Fuller, yeah. Which I like better.
I like that, yes.
Because
you can actually become satisfied when you eat like most of
it. And I'm not in like food coma about to throw up.
Right.
After finishing a meal.
Or like,
she's amazing. She's setting up.
It doesn't make me like want to like binge eat or anything. Like you eat a meal and then you're like, oh wait, then I need something salty, then I need something sweet, then I need something else.
Yeah, literally. Well, that might just be because when we're high, we're just
okay.
Like,
that's called the munchies.
Yeah, because
okay,
like when
yeah.
that happens, I'm like, oh,
I'm
still
crazy.
Hungry.
I'm
still hungry. I'm like, am I still hungry? Am I just like, craving?
Am I just, do I need to check myself into a fat farm?
Our house is a freaking fat farm.
It is. I'm so excited.
Have you ever been to a fat farm?
Just
I love
wait.
When they say that.
Guys, just. You guys are not freaking ready for our Halloween costume
for,
this year.
Oh my god.
And I'm not saying anything.
No,
about
we can't
it
spoil
that,
any
but,
of it.
But get ready.
But get ready. You guys have no idea. And everyone listening that are roommates, all of our roommates, be ready because
you have to
be in on it and you have to dress like us. We're making you. I'll literally get you the costumes.
No, guys. Like,
oh my god, I'm so excited. I have to like look online right now for like guys, we're gonna be insane. Then we're gonna have a party, and everyone has to dress kind of like us. But like, you guys will get the theme when we get closer to it. We still have a couple months. But you guys know OU Halloween. We gotta plan and prepare for this shit.
Yeah, this is like we need to start now.
Yeah. Last year's costumes were good too. We always like.
I know. We always talk about.
Are solid. Yeah.
We do a group one, and then we do like. Some original individual
or like some pairs.
Yeah. Fine. I like that. I really that's always like funny. Like,
it always takes so much planning though.
Oh my god. And you drop a bag on that.
I think I spent
like that's
like $150 on my Halloween costumes last year. Like maybe
yeah.
$200.
I know. For like an outfit you're gonna wear for
what? I'm like, oh, I'll totally wear this again.
But we also need like the whole week of outfits. Yeah. So what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
What happens? Yeah, literally, I had. How many costumes did I have this year? I had 4.
Yeah. I think this year we did like 4. Last year was like 5. Yeah. Year before was like 7.
Yeah. Yeah. Year before I did every single time.
Every day.
Well, what day is it? What day of the week is it this year?
Let's see.
Because it was like Monday this year. Or was it Tuesday? I don't freaking know. You can go on your calendar.
Oh, yeah. I was.
I forget the day. October
29th.
Oh, okay. Cool. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
Thursday. Oh, okay.
Oh, that's kind of perfect.
That could be fun. Okay, a few days before.
So we'll do like, after, we'll do a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
So we need 4.
Okay, perfect. Okay,
and we'll do like the group costume on Thursday or Friday.
Thursday or Friday, I would say, yeah. Okay. Depending on what's going on,
yeah,
so those days and when other people the parties are and when we're at our party.
maybe we'll do our costume on Thursday so that like everyone can do their like Friday Saturday costumes whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, guys! Our roommate texted us today, and
apparently breaking into our home.
Someone's breaking into our house and like shitting in our bathroom and like not flushing.
What?
Actually, what? I'm like terrified for her.
But we just went to the art gallery, the National Gallery here, and we got a lot of
so
info,
beautiful.
Like all the beautiful outfits and paintings. Like
that's your only hint.
That. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. It was actually so amazing, though.
It was cool.
And the architecture was insane.
Gorgeous, bro.
But then it was raining, so we were running around in the rain for a minute trying to find somewhere to stay.
Yeah. We found a restaurant, so check our reviews for that.
Yeah, go to Substack to find a review. We had pizza. It was really yummy.
Yeah, I've never heard of
it. I've never heard of pizza either. It's just like deep dish, yeah.
Yum.
But probably cooked better than that. It's definitely cooked in like an actual pizza oven.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
Okay. Guys, I'm by myself now.
Crazy seeing animals in the bathroom.
Liz just accidentally went in the men's bathroom too.
No, it was on purpose.
Oh.
Apparently that's all that's open today, so.
It's unisex.
Had to go into the gents. Unisex today.
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
We should call them gents, no?
Gents. Ladies and gents.
Yeah, you stupid ass gent. Get the fuck out of my
excuse me, gent.
Oh, fuck you, gent.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you, man.
I went so fast, and I was like, I'm scared.
I'm scared. There was someone going in there.
I'm scared.
There's
a boy gonna come in.
Oh, man.
We need to go to a castle.
Okay.
Is there a castle?
We did. We went to the palace.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's not the same.
That was like underwhelming. Like unpopular opinion, maybe.
No, I agree.
Hot take, but that was underwhelming. Didn't even get to see the guards marching or anything.
It's just kind of like is what it is.
It is what it is. Yeah.
And like you have to go see it.
I know you have to, but like you can't get close to it either. Like.
There's no, like, experience with it either. It's just, like, you look at it and, okay.
Yeah, and then walk around the fountain and then...
And then you know that they live there, but, like, who are they? Like, really?
Right.
Like, it's no one fun anymore. Queen Elizabeth's dead.
I know.
Catherine's probably like, dead.
It's just Kathy's.
Oh, Kate?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, what the heck?
Yeah. I thought it was, like, this she had, like, cancer or something.
Yeah,
and they were, like, trying
I think
to hide
that video
it.
Was AI.
Yeah. Right when I saw that video,
I asked Eden, and I was like, do you think that's AI? And she said no, but I
Wait, I want to look at it again. And I was like, that doesn't look real. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Oh my god. Can he stop?
Who is that?
Trader Joe.
Oh.
Oh my god, Trader Joe. Whoa, putting it all on the table. Letting it all out there.
But like, does he always say shit like that?
Yeah. It's like a little much.
Oh my god.
Like, okay.
Like, I know he's obsessed with you, but I didn't know.
It's like, I will die if you do not come to our pipe party this weekend.
I'm
Wait, really?
And then we go and he
He like too scared to talk
no,
to
he hangs out with us for a while.
Okay.
He's always hanging out with us.
So recently even I think about
okay, I like support. I love Trader Joe, I'm sorry.
I did too, but like I don't want to marry him.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't need you to marry him either. But I just like having him around.
Dude, all last year I was so mad at him because he came over one time and it was like really cold and he like had a short sleeve shirt, so I let him borrow a sweatshirt and then he never returned it.
Yeah, so you would go over to his house.
No, I was like, no, I'm not coming to you. You need to bring that back to me. Bring it back to Bromley right now. And he like
yeah, you
did
tell
it
him.
Until the end of the year.
How did you get it?
I'm like, that was my mom's hand-me-down vintage OU
sweatshirt. Why would you give him that?
Because it was the biggest one I had.
Oh, okay.
Not like he's not my size.
Like he would fit in any of your sweatshirts. Or mine. I have giant sweatshirts you could have grabbed.
I know. But I was like, it, obviously you didn't lose it or anything. But I was like, what are you doing with my sweatshirt?
Yeah, after a while, you're like pissed.
I know. I'm like, okay, can I please have this back? Like, I have an outfit in mind. I want
to yeah, wear it. No, that's valid. If you have an outfit in mind, then like, then I'm pissed.
Then
how's
like,
I need it. And then it doesn't live up to expectations.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So
never
mind.
Cool. Ooh. Should we get one more in there?
Mm-hmm.
It's a sign.
That is a sign.
3-3-3. One more drink.
3-3-3. One more drink. Let's try another one. I might try the like cider that they advertise all throughout the tube.
Okay.
Or like something like that. They were like hand squeezed apples into every glass. I'm like, okay. But that's just like good marketing on the rail where you can't look at anything else.
You're buying it.
I fell for it. I fell for it. I'm falling for it right now. Wait, let me look up. We can always go.
Finish that. How's to Trader Joe?
Yeah, he can wait.
Should I leave Trader Joe in? No one knows who Trader
yeah.
Joe is.
Yeah, only he knows.
And he doesn't even listen. I doubt he listens.
I know, bro. If they did, they would be texting us like, excuse me?
Like, are you guys talking about us?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what? Right. Because he's in a lot of our conversations, actually. He's on this shit a lot. If he listened to it,
yeah, he listened.
Also, he'd be like, oh, so
he's the
she
only
is
one,
in love with me.
He's the only one with a nickname like that.
I know. Yeah.
So he's
like consistent.
Like we know you're Trader Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Links do we have? Kyle.
Kyle. That kills me.
That's amazing.
Bro, I'm gonna like go up to him when we get back. Like, Kyle!
I have gone up to him and called him Kyle. I literally. No, and you know what I was confusing him with? This guy that worked at Crystal. His name is Kyle.
Yeah, yeah.
But I literally was talking to him one night. Yeah.
He's a straight face. I know, I like his, like, freckles and stuff.
Yeah. I was talking to him at Seaside one night,
And I was like, wait, your name's Kyle, right? Like, you're friends with Sam? Because I know Kyle from Crystal is friends with Sam. And he was like, what? I was like, isn't your name Kyle? And he's like, no. And I was like, okay.
Who are you anyway?
What's your name? Do I actually know you?
We have to, like, figure it out ourselves.
Well, we were both super drunk, so it was okay.
So shaky.
Oh, okay. I thought that man was about to walk in there. I went, and then I, never mind.
But there's a little cubicle for like the one toilet. So it's alright.
Hey, if you wanna flash your beat, I mean, fine. But
you know what? We'd rather keep it private.
Yeah, I'd rather.
Actually, I figured out why I think I love going in there. Maybe I don't think I have to be. Actually, it's just a pull down toilet. Like the flush is from the ceiling. It's so fun.
Oh my god, I need to go in there. I was just thinking, like, maybe I do have to go to the bathroom.
It's like a train.
Oh my god. After I drink a little bit of this,
like, come on, what do you want?
You're a traitor, dude. It's a dick pic. I'm scared.
Oh, I'm scared too.
Oh, okay. Brat boy swimmer.
Oh my god.
Wait.
Frat boy summer, is this year's backlash against an epidemic of arrogant entitled women?
Okay, so how long have frat boys been the most annoying people in the world? I think centuries. I think girls are allowed to be entitled for like a minute. Shut the fuck up. Have been entitled forever.
I was gonna say fuck you.
Yeah, whatever. We don't need to be like that aggressive.
Why would he send me that?
Also, why would a woman write that?
Yeah, what?
You should be embarrassed.
You should be embarrassed.
You should be. Ew, you're really gonna promote frat boys being arrogant?
Like, are you kidding? You like that?
You like you're that interested in that? Oh my god. It's such a turn off. Oh my god, where was I? Where I was like, this is such a turn off.
Oh, wait.
I remember what was I, but I remember being like, oh my god, I'm so embarrassed. Fuck, where were we?
I have no idea, actually. There's too many.
There's too many times.
Wait, I'm confused what that means. So specifically.
Wait, but I want to see. Wait, what did the caption say? But
it was like
that reposted.
Boys, we're back.
Oh.
Put the word out that we back up.
Oh, ew. Like you were ever down. Shut the fuck up.
Grow up, bro.
Like if you feel like you're hated on, like join the club. Literally join the club. You got hated on for like a couple days and now you're like gonna cry about it. Oh my god. Grow a pair.
Ew. It's embarrassing.
No, I genuinely want to think of where I...
Let's think. Where
was?
Where have you been?
Was I home? I feel like I was home when I texted that. Oh, it was the dudes on the bus. Oh,
yes.
My god. It was the dudes on the bus.
D,
oh, my god. And we didn't talk about this on the podcast.
Oh, my god. Yes.
That's done. Yeah. Thank you. Oh my god, okay, so let me explain this.
Yeah,
so this
whole thing was insane.
They were supposed to meet me downtown, and they took this bus, Cabby D, and here's what happened.
We took Cabby D, we were supposed to just take, like, an Uber, and they were like, let's take Cabby D, so we were like, sure, like,
could be fun, like, an
experience, yeah, I've never taken Cabby D before, it's, like, such, like, a high school thing that we, like, dreamed of, so I'm like, okay, let's do it. Not expecting it to take over 2 hours to get downtown, which should be a 30-minute drive.
Wow.
Insane.
Yeah, I thought it was
that in itself was insane. Then, and we had to get off early because we were like, get us off this fucking bus. Literally, I'm done.
Yeah.
And, oh my god, it was insane. Then, as we're on the bus, these boys... I don't know if they've never been outside of the Heights in their entire life, or, like,
what their deal is. They're just stuck in high school. They were just so disrespectful, banging all over the buses. They were like breaking the vents. Like there were like vents on the ceiling, and they were pounding on it, and all the vents were falling out. The like particles were falling onto my face. Like I literally had like dust all over. It was getting in my eyes. Like, and me and Pauline were like, stop. Actually, stop. This is insane.
What?
They were acting like actual monkeys.
That's like middle school.
It was like, you guys are 12 years old. You guys are supposed to be 21?
21.
21? And you're acting like this? I was like,
that's really embarrassing. I was
like, even in college, I'm like, okay, you guys are a little bit immature. Like, okay, you guys are acting weird. Stop. But that was like, I've never been around adult boys that acted like that in my life, and I was like, get me off this bus right now. I was like embarrassed for them that they act like that regularly. They go on that bus weekly, daily, to go downtown.
That's so gross.
And they act like that all the time. That's just like normal for them. And the fact that they're like,
turn off.
They were destroying the trash can. They were like stomping on it. I was like, I have to throw out my can. And then he grabbed my can and threw it out the window. I was like, okay, so now you're gonna litter.
Now it's a felony too.
Now you're gonna litter. I was like, oh, I was in shock. I was. Oh my god, I was so shocked.
That is insane.
It was insane.
Oh my god, I can't believe that you were doing that while I was getting lap
dances. Oh, you were like having such a better experience than me.
You know, even though I was alone, I'm like scared. I'm like, please get here, please, please. And you were like,
I wish I was there.
We're trying to get there.
Oh my god, it was insane. And then everyone's screaming to get off the bus. It was like the weirdest experience I've ever had. And like in the beginning, it was fun and it was funny. Like I was like, oh my god, Cabby D, and Paulina got on, and I was like, ah, like I haven't seen you in so long. And we were just like hanging out. We took like a fireball shot and we were just like having a good time. And the guys were like chill until I guess they were like really drunk or something.
But like, still, that's not an excuse.
The music wasn't even that good to be like dancing like that. I was like, oh my goodness.
It's like destructive and like. That's
they literally like snapped like, trash. The trash can was like as big as this table.
Yeah.
They stomped on it and it folded in half.
Get back. Why? Like, what's the point of that? Now, what are now you you're sitting for? In like an area filled with trash and like broken shit. Why is that?
But
like,
then
what
some
you
girls
like?
Did light a joint, and I was like, oh my god, you're saving my life goodness. Right now. And that's why when I was there, I was like a little mute. I was like, oh.
Damn, I didn't know you guys smoked before.
I was like, give me some of that.
I need this.
I was
right
like,
now
I was actually
I'm
just like
out.
Staring at them. They were like, you want some? And I was like, please. You're saving my life. You're saving my life.
That's wild. Like, I can't imagine.
If
like,
you were there,
even my little brother's friends, like, they can handle themselves a little bit, even when they're like.
If my
drunk.
Brother was
if
acting
got,
like that, I would beat him up. I oh, are you kidding?
He
me?
Would never like go out again.
I'm embarrassed by you, stop.
That's so embarrassing, was, and that's so just like disgusting. Like,
I know. And I hate to hate on people like this, but
like,
the fact that you guys are above 20 and still, like, being, I don't know,
acting
like
11-year-olds, I mean, it's just, like, grow up.
In, like, a place that you go on regularly.
That's,
and he just, like,
I can't
lets
believe
you guys
that
on
he does
all the time.
That, yeah.
I don't know, it was crazy. Like, go on the stripper pole and do a dance.
Yeah.
So, that was my rant. Oh my god.
Wow. Ew.
But then, oh my god, when we jumped off the bus, we were like running to you, and then we found this bar, like the first bar that we saw, because we all went to pee our pants. We were all giving them our ID. We were like, is the bathroom line long? And he's like, yeah, it's so long. Like, it's there was no one in the bar.
Oh my gosh.
Like, he was like being sarcastic and like funny with us, so it was like fine.
Oh, okay. I thought he was like actually like,
no,
yeah, it's really long. Sorry, don't come in.
No, he was just like kidding.
Okay,
and we're like, shut up. We actually need a pee
no.
so bad.
Like, it's like, we need it now.
He's like looking at our ID. Like, he was looking at it for a minute. I'm like, girl, I'm going in. I don't care. I'm 21.
I'm pushing 22. Let me go.
I'm pushing 22. I'm going to die.
from all the last
ones. I know, it was like cute when you were like the first one to turn 21, but now it's like, oh wait.
Now
we're like the oldest.
Damn.
But I think it's still uphill from here. We got like a few good
years. Yeah, I think until we're like 35, we're gonna be like chilling.
Yeah. Also, I feel like then we'll be like even more like beautiful than like we are now.
We'll have
I feel like, I know. I've heard that from a few people. They're like, yeah, you guys like look good right now, but like I feel like you're gonna look like you'll be like
mature,
beautiful, like older like people. Like I'll take it. Yeah, good.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, that's what I've always
maybe
done.
Maybe
you're gonna be
die
like
at 25.
Really pretty when you're old.
Like, okay.
Cool.
Let's see. I want
to
see.
I would love to be like a cute little old lady.
Yes.
I have my garden. And
no, and that will be us, and we'll still be stylish.
And we'll still have our podcast.
Yep.
We'll be like, hey, guys.
So right now, we're picking our sunflowers. My grandkids are coming over tonight.
Yeah, if we ever have kids.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Maybe we'll just, like, we'll just adopt, like,
we'll do, like
one together.
Yeah, like, together we'll just have, like, some adoptees.
I would do that.
Dude,
we can have some like guest houses
with us. And then we can have like a playground in the middle and a farm in the middle that all the kids can like go to and all the animals.
We're dreamers.
We're dreamers, bro.
No, we're just manifesting.
We'll be like broke at 20, at like 27.
Yeah.
Shit.
What do we do now? Get a kid? I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
I know. That was interesting, like, what Judy was saying last night, too. She was like, I had to give up my career because I really wanted a kid, and, like...
But, like, did her husband?
If we're... Exactly. No. But, like, if we're not carrying the child...
I just got to take care of him.
Yeah. And if we get him at,
like
age two...
Yeah.
Age, like, five
they're
or
already
something.
Trained or something.
They're already dude, that's what we're looking for in a puppy. We're looking to find a puppy, like, in the Walmart parking lot that already has all of its shots, already is trained.
Yeah, that's never going to happen. The fact that we just said, like, a kid already trained.
Yeah, that for sure. I don't know. I mean, I see movies. I mean, I would also, like, adopt, like, siblings or something. Like, an older sibling. And this is also by ourselves. No man involved.
No man involved.
Unless some are, like, really cool.
Okay, so after they say that we're entitled and the frat boys need to run the world, we say...
Take a picture of this and send it to our group chat. Like, are you kidding?
Like, okay, this is actually ridiculous.
Like, it's, like, goofy, but it's not fucking funny.
Okay, let me read this out loud to the podcast. He sends us... Boy summer is back. Frat boy summer is back. Frat boy summer is back. This year's backlash against an epidemic of arrogant, entitled women. Then Liz says, frat boys suck, entitled whatever. He says, crying, laughing face. Like, the fact that you use that anyway is weird. Four times. Am I
a frat
boy?
You are a boy and you're in a frat. And you just sent me that. So, yeah.
It was a joke. Funny, period.
Funny, period.
Okay, wow. You're not entitled. You deserve the world. Okay, try to dig yourself out of that.
He's still typing.
Try to get yourself out of that. I dare you.
Ew.
What's he say?
And then he said, be my girlfriend. Okay. So,
it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. He was just trying to get your attention.
This is literally torture being a woman.
Are we entitled or do they just suck?
That's what I said. Period. You suck. You suck.
So you suck.
Oh my god.
I hate when I try to...
How many times have you tried to make a screenshot and then you turn off your phone?
I hate that. It's the top one, it's not
the bottom
one. Why
am I doing
the
bottom one? I thought I was doing the top one wrong.
It was a joke.
Like Trader Joe. Okay, now like Trader Joe's about to be a feature on this podcast. Like, dude.
Yeah, first you were talking about.
Now we're mad at you.
Now you fucking suck. But like, we've not.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Let's take a big
Cheers
shot.
Just be embarrassed to men.
Yeah, embarrassed by men.
Cheers to not being men. Not being born as men.
I would be embarrassed if I was a man.
Cheers. Oh my god, also, you know what I was thinking about? Just like, and they're like so needy.
Oh my god, they can't do anything.
Just like, imagine if one of us had a boyfriend right now and like the other one didn't, and one of us was like on FaceTime all the time, like with the man. Like,
I was thinking about that.
Dude, I was thinking about that before we left. If I was that person, and then I would like feel so like.
Like, we wouldn't be able to hang out as much.
Yeah, that was Joe right now. Like,
if I was on FaceTime, I wouldn't be FaceTiming right now. But like, imagine we like get home.
No, I mean at home, like,
and we're like sitting. I would like, if I was FaceTiming, I would sit on the patio, yeah, and like, and then and for like what, an hour or two, yeah, we're not hanging out with each other.
Yeah, no. What's that's the point our of time that? To recap together?
Exactly. Not I don't want to recap with some third party. Boy.
No. No. Oh my god, this is like a hate men
podcast. So we, now.
The last podcast.
Fuck Hinge. Fuck everything.
The last podcast was us complaining about being single. Now, fuck you guys. Like, actually, I'm sick of
this
it.
This is why we are like single, to be single.
Actually, because I'm not about to deal with your shit. I don't care. Like, figure yourself out, and then we can be friends.
I've had too many dudes just be like, you're not good at communication, like, you're cheating on me, you're like,
sorry I'm not on my phone 24/7 and you're obsessed with talking to like girls every single second.
Girl, I'm not gonna call you when I'm like working and like with my friends, like,
okay.
Hello,
are they girls? They're so dramatic.
I don't get it.
I'm at work and I'm not gonna call you.
I don't get the stereotype of like girls being crazy, because it is the dudes,
like, you're so insecure.
I don't like it, bro. Ugh. And that's why you're still looking for, like, I'm so open to a man, but only one who is, like us, who thinks like us.
Yeah, and is just, like, open to just hanging out, seeing each other when we can.
I feel like Logan and Aiden do, like, a good job.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
They both, like, have their own friends, their own roommates, have their own lives.
But they love to hang out with each other.
I know, and like, he comes and hangs out with our whole group. Mm-hmm. Comes
and
hangs out
able to be
her
friends
sometimes.
With us.
Like, plays Fortnite with her and Sam. Like, are you kidding?
And like, I also think, like, when they're on FaceTime, I think it's so important. Like, Eden is like, okay, I'm tired of being on FaceTime with you. Like, I'm gonna go watch TV. Like, she's so honest about it, and like, she doesn't feel bad about it. And I think that's such a good thing to have. It's like, okay, yeah, I love you, and like, I'll talk to you later. But like, I'm gonna go do my own thing.
Right now, it's my baby Coco Melon time. Like,
yeah,
I need
like
to go
need
eat
to go
my Chipotle and watch Vanderpump. Sorry.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was gonna say.
That's exactly what I was gonna say.
Literally. So like, we just need guys to understand that.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
So we need to find a British gentleman.
A British gent.
I'll swipe right back. Turn it off.
Yeah, okay, good thing he doesn't have Plus. Okay, any guy who has Snapchat Plus, I'm embarrassed for you.
Oh, damn, he was seeing the swipes. I don't care.
But it'll show you that they already saw it.
Oh yeah. Wait. Okay.
Why do you even have Snapchat Plus then?
Yeah.
I know, when they have Snapchat Plus and you side swipe, you can still see that you fully opened it, or that you side opened it. That's how I always tell.
That is so goofy, bro.
Yeah. I think
no. Let me. Okay. Pause.
Guys. Okay. We're.
Oh my God.
Wait. Watch out.
We just saw our first celebrity
in London. It's the girl from What Not to Wear.
What Not to Wear. Oh my god.
She waved at us.
My name is Clinton.
She waved at us.
She waved at us. Oh my god.
From like far away too, because she heard me. I like, we walked right past her and I go, oh my god,
oh my
wait.
God, oh my god, wait.
Wait, that's the girl from What Not to Wear.
She's like, okay, first your outfits suck.
Yeah, okay, both of you need to be on the show.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, that was insane.
Oh my god, my mom's gonna be so excited.
I'm so excited. Oh my god, that was insane.
Oh my god, I love her.
We didn't ask for a picture, but we should have.
We didn't.
We were being polite. We just waved.
We just waved. Because that's like the kind of people we are. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't need,
we don't need to, like, freak out. Yeah.
Except I did scream. After we walked past her, I was like,
oh my god, that was crazy.
Oh, you're a street burger, and I'll... Oh, wait.
Maybe we'll see Gordon, too.
Yeah, Gordon Ramsay. Love him.
Where's the station? Get me on the Arsenal. I can't believe I recognized her either, because I haven't seen that show in so long. I was like, wait, why do I know who that girl is? Yeah,
who is that? Who is that? Oh, dude, I love her, though. She's so sassy.
She's the
best. And she waved at us. She waved at us, guys.
Guys, we're like jumping up and down. We look crazy.
Actually jumping.
Wait, we have to go down here. Okay, bye. That was it.